So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Hey, it's Dr. Berg here. In this video, we're going to talk about how to raise testosterone in men, okay? So the aging process alone lowers testosterone. By the time you hit 40, testosterone is on its way down. It's at its peak at 18 years old, okay? So, and then what happens, a lot of people start taking bioidentical hormones. The problem with taking bioidentical hormones is that it inactivates your own testicle and adrenals that are supposed to make it, okay? So we end up creating a problem with a shrinking testicle and an adrenal that becomes inactivated if you take it too long. The symptoms for low testosterone would be prostate enlargement. Now, sometimes people will have this confusion and say that, well, I thought testosterone causes a prostate enlargement. And they're talking about a powerful form of testosterone called DHT. Well, first of all, if testosterone causes a prostate enlargement, then as you get older and men have more incidence of prostate enlargement, then that does not correlate with the aging process that lowers testosterone. So really what happens is the lower testosterone that makes the estrogen become more. So it's the estrogen dominance in a male body that creates the enlargement of the prostate. In fact, certain doctors use DHT to shrink the prostate. So more testosterone will make the prostate healthier and protect the prostate against the estrogen. Decreased libido, erectile dysfunction, we talked about the shrinking testes, muscle loss. It's hard to get muscle tone. You're working out, you can't get the toning the muscles. You start losing collagen. Things start hanging from your body like breast tissue and the skin and collagen. Loss of vitality, loss of body hair, even in your like lower part of your legs. Man boobs, higher voice. Other than that, you have nothing to worry about, right? Okay, what causes this problem? Number one, too much estrogen. It's in the meats, it's in the dairy products, it's in the food, GMO food. That's why you have to do organic, hormone-free. It's even in the water supply. There's estrogen if you do tap water. So that's why you have to get a filter and only drink filtered water. And most filters will get rid of the estrogen. But yeah, and it's, you know, it's in the water supply. Having liver be damaged. If you have a fatty liver, you're going to produce more estrogen, and that's going to lower testosterone, unfortunately. If you drink alcohol, that's very estrogenic. That's going to make the estrogen go up and the testosterone go down. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. High insulin. Insulin from sugar, like grazing at night, snacking too much. Like by the time you have dinner and you keep eating from that point while you're sitting there watching TV, it's going to spike insulin and it's going to lower testosterone. So you want to do 3 meals a day and that's it. Maybe even 2 meals a day. Low-fat diets, that'll do it. Medications, statins, high blood pressure medications, diabetic medications. Those are the three that really mess with this hormone. And this other thing called high aromatase. That's an enzyme in your body that's made by the adrenals. It's also made by the testes, that converts your testosterone to estrogen. So here you are trying to salvage that last bit of testosterone you have, and this darn enzyme is converting it to estrogen, and the body's becoming more feminized. Well, there's a couple things that you can do to correct that. Number one, this remedy called stinging nettle root. It's a aromatase inhibitor, okay? Zinc is an aromatase inhibitor. You can take those to decrease this process happening in your liver and your body. So those are two good remedies that you can get from the health food store. The other thing is to increase growth hormone. Growth hormone is the anti-aging hormone. Growth hormone is made by the pituitary, and it works through your liver. Wherever growth hormone goes, testosterone follows. So there's several things that will increase growth hormone. Eating a moderate, not high amount of protein with each meal. Sleep, getting enough sleep, lowering stress, which will enhance the sleep. Intense full body and exercise. That will spike growth hormone, spike testosterone. Deadlifts are the best workout to increase testosterone because you're using the upper body and lower body, but you have to get your form down and work up very gradually or you could hurt your back. Intermittent fasting, okay? That will also correct the insulin right here. So not eating so frequent will help this as well. That's interesting. The whole thing is, it's like, I don't know who came up with this idea we have to have 3 meals a day or 6 meals a day. You kind of want to eat when you're hungry. If you eat the right things, you're going to be more satisfied. You'll work off your own fat and you'll need to eat less. But you never want to eat if you're not hungry. Okay, anti-estrogenic foods. That would be cruciferous, okay? Kale, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage. Very, very important to clean out the estrogen because it could be the estrogen that's holding down your testosterone. If you want something to enhance that, I have a product called Whole Cruciferous Food. It has all the cruciferous. You take about 6 of these, 3 to 6 a day, and that will help you to enhance these cruciferous foods. And then you want to decrease cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone from the adrenals. And that is kind of dependent on how much sleep that you get, but also sun. I had this guy, he had this pot belly, and all you have to do is go to Florida for 1 week in the sun, and it just comes right down. It's amazing. So a good amount of sun lowers cortisol that will help shrink the belly as well. So that's another remedy. Yes, you can do vitamin D in the winter, but if you can get some sun, that would help lowering cortisol. Okay? So these are just some tips to help you enhance this hormone. So put your comments below. Thanks for watching.